Yo, yo, what's good? My name is Durim. I'm the owner of Tri-State Luxury Rentals, and you're listening to the Questionable Behavior Podcast.
Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on all your favorite podcast episodes. Subscribe to the channel, Google, everything. We are here. We got another Albanian on the show. We've had a lot of Albanians recently, but my boy Durim Juta. How do they say it in English?
They say Durim, Durham, different shit.
Durham.
Yeah, however they catch it.
In Albanian, it's Durim Juta.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. We got a young entrepreneur. This kid's, I honestly fucking, bro, you amaze me. I'm not going to lie, bro. You're
appreciate
18.
That.
You're fucking killing it right now
in
luxury rentals and everything you're doing. You're killing it right now. So I want to talk to you. First of all, we're going to get into the business, all right? The business that you're really into right now, you have luxury cars that you're renting out. Artists are renting them for music videos. People are renting them just to stunt for a day and, you know, all that. So tell me just a little bit about, like, name drop some people that you've already worked with so people understand, like, you know, it's not just some like fucking young kid like, oh yeah, he's got a car. No, you're fucking working with the best of the best right now in the area. So
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much everywhere as far as, like, you know, the industry comes with, like, rap or hip hop or whatever. You know, I work very close with A Boogie. I worked with Fetty Wap when I was younger. All the other French Montana, Diddy. I mean, the list goes on. Honestly, yeah. Just I forget sometimes. It's right. Just, you know what I'm saying, Baby. All these guys. It just all depends.
So tell me, like, a little bit, you know, you started kind of doing, working with cars in general and getting into cars when you were young. You're like 13, 14, kind of going into, like, different shows, different auctions, whatever the case might be. Tell me how that all started as, like, 14-year-old. You were just telling me earlier you were brokering other people's cars at 14 years old. So how does that all get started?
Well, I mean, when I was what, 14, I think, my dad got his, the first exotic car we ever had. It was a Rolls Royce Wraith. You know, like, if it wasn't for me, probably, he doesn't care about cars. He probably would never got it. But whatever, I was pushing him, this, that. So he ended up getting the car. And, you know, I was crazy. Like, I've been driving, like, since I was 12, whatever, you know, keep on the hush.
Yeah. It's too late now. They can't get you for the pass,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, exactly. What's up? So I was 14, whatever. My dad was trusting me with the car. I would go to there was this one annual car show every year, Top Gear Porsche. This guy that I know, Sean, actually puts it on. Mm. It's for St. Jude's and all that. So
where's that at?
It's at the Garden State Plaza. Usually they do it every year. But it gets bigger and bigger. But ever since the pandemic, you know, it's been, like, tough.
Of course.
So we were at I drove to that show. I'm there, you know, I mean, obviously I pulled up in a crazy car, but, like, you know, I'm a car lover, always will be, you know, so I see other cars, whatever, I'm looking and talking to the guys, you know, like, one thing my mom and dad always told me was, like, yo, don't be shy, especially, like, in this industry, like, you gotta, you know, talk less and listen more, but when you gotta talk, you gotta talk, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was always, like, the youngest person there talking to, like, all the big dogs, you know, like, big millionaire, billionaire guys. Asking questions, talking to them. Yeah,
like,
just always.
Learning everything about, like, just that.
Exactly. Just taking anything in and then filtering out what I wanted to keep. You know what I'm saying? So I met this one guy. He was in the business, in the car rental business. And he was telling me, he's like, yo, you know, you can make money off your cars, giving it out to people, this and that. So
he saw you with the car you pulled up and he started, like,
exactly.
Yeah, he's giving you a little bit of business knowledge. Like, you can make money off this.
Exactly. But me, you know, the car was brand new. I'm like, yo, no one's touched
Nobody's
this car.
Touched.
He's like, nah, you don't gotta jump right into that. You could just give it out for music videos. You know what I'm saying?
Some people just kind of leave it. You're driving it.
Exactly. Just straight prop. The car is there. 1 hour, 2 hours. You know, you price it kind of whatever you want because the car is yours. So I was begging, you know, that doesn't sound too bad. You know, why not get my feet wet in the business and whatever. So I would always call him. Like, I was probably annoying, but whatever. You know, you got to do something. So I would always call him, like, yo, what do you think? Right when I would put it on my Instagram, right when I would get hit for a video shoot, they'd be like, you know, I'd call him, like, yo, what should I charge this guy?
Right.
He's like, yo, the car is yours, you know? So at first I would, like, lowball. I was like, yo, how about, like, $200 now? He's like, yo, you crazy?
Yeah, yeah. $200 for the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, so then I was like, you know what, bro? Fuck it. Whatever. $600 an hour. And some guy booked it for 4 hours, you know? Yeah. So I was like, wow. Like, you know, I came home, $600 an hour. whatever, 2400.
You just park the car there, basically.
Exactly, like literally nothing. I come home, give my mom the money.
Right.
She's like, what's this? I was like, yo, what's up?
I put the car, I parked it for 4 hours.
Chilling. So whatever, it all started like kind of like that. And like one thing I'll never...
So this guy was like your mentor, basically.
Yeah. He was there. But like, you know, one thing about this business and the guys that are in this business, they'll give you like, let's say it's 100%, they'll give you like 3%. Mm. You know, they have the knowledge. You know, they'll just dabble you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And that 3% was, hey, you know, go make a little bit of money with the video shoot. Yeah. But as far as whatever, you're on your own. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just kept banging out the music videos, boom, 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 every weekend, like 2 or 3 music videos. So I was like, word.
Just with the one car at that point.
Yeah, just one car.
Rolls Royce.
That's it. Yeah. And then, you know, I actually got a call from Fetty's manager, Fetty Wild's manager.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we see you have the only Wraith in the area for music videos, whatever. I was like, all right, word, you know? And I taxed him. I taxed him $700 an hour.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, whatever.
Next 100, you know, you exactly. Pick you up, I know you.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah,
and then like that's when it all kind of changed, because like every other music video was like it was alright, it was peaceful, whatever. This that, I'm with Fetty. I'm in Patterson, Governor Street.
Oh right,
worst spot.
Yeah. Right.
And so I'm there, bro. Dirt bikers, this and that. People pulling out guns, this that. I'm like, you know,
and you're 15 at this point, 16.
I was 15.
And how did all right? So now you're driving the car in at 15.
Yeah.
You're pulling up. Are you going alone?
Most of, like, when I first started, yeah.
Yeah, so now you're putting up the Fetty Wap video in Patterson, Governor Street, 15 years old, the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
How are you holding yourself up at that point?
At first, I don't know how to hold myself up. And then, like, it's not like I didn't know, but it was like more of like, yo, that's Fetty Wap. Like,
yeah.
Do I look? Do I not look? Do I talk? Do I not talk? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then my boy actually was there at the time. My two of my boys. And one of the boys I was talking about, he was in the sprinter business that you drive artists around. So he grabbed me. He's like, "Yo, go up to him, tell him you need your money and this and that." So I was like, "Damn, word!"
Oh yeah, because now right, you gotta get paid.
Now it's back to business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I go up to him. I'm like, "Yo, I need the 700 before we start." 700. It was like 2 hours, 1400.
Yeah.
So boom, he's like, you know, I respect that you coming up to me. I was like, oh, all right, bet. Like, so he paid up, whatever, did the music video, and I dipped.
Yeah.
Right when I posted Fetty Wap with the car, music video came out. That's kind of when everything like
started going. Like, oh shit, yeah, Fetty Wap using the service. Did you have a name at that point already, like in regards to like a business name, or it was just
not
in with the car?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So once I built my name in the car industry, car community. That's when I started talking to the other owners that would own exotic car rental companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, hey, listen, I have one car. I don't want to give it out for rent, but you have eight cars. I would get calls all the time. Hey, I want to do a self-drive rental. I'm sorry, I don't provide that. Yeah. Whatever. So now I got, you know, it was three companies that I was...
kind of finding clients for them at that point.
Exactly.
Being like a middleman.
They would give me a wholesale cost. I would put like $200 or $300 on top. And I was just playing dot connector at that point.
Right, right.
That's all.
Just middleman connecting. All right, I got this car. Now listing all these different... Now you have the chance to list all these different fucking products. With
exactly.
All.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Which now... Now that I am where I am, I hate the guys that do that. Just because I see the other side of the perspective.
Right.
But I was one of them, you know, so you can't, you can hate, but whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you're finding more clients, you're getting those cars.
Exactly.
You know, you're still getting the money, you know, so it's like.
Exactly. So that went on for like a year until I was 15, 16. I had just 17. Turned 17 then. And then I remember I'm sitting outside my crib in my backyard with my parents. I'm like, yo, this is a real business.
Mm-hmm.
Like. You know,
now it's time to buy.
Yeah, we got to do something. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. I was every night. Like the one thing I would always do every night was like just search cars.com, car gurus, looking for deals. You know, not like today. You never find deals in today's market. But whatever. So I came across this orange Lambo. It was in Palm Beach, Florida. It actually wasn't even on the market yet. Whatever. Price was good. I'm telling my parents. My mom's like, I don't know. My dad's like, you know. It was more of like a why like they believed in me, but it was like, listen, you're gonna put you know, all this
much
money.
Money down, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like now they're looking at the numbers and the risk involved with those big
exactly.
numbers.
Exactly. So it was like it was for me, it was like, you know, let's do it because, you know, I'm still a kid, right. You know, I'm like, yo, let's go.
Yeah, me here, I got it, I can do it.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're looking at the backside, you know? So whatever. Everything went good. I had collected some money from the video shoots and the brokering. And then my parents, they gave, it was $50,000 for the down payment. Like, that was like, you know, this is for you, whatever, you pay it back whenever everything goes. So now me and my dad were flying to Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was like, you know, let me not buy the car without seeing it. Let me go see it, whatever. Right. So we're flying to Palm Beach. And yo, I'm on the airplane. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I'm having second thoughts.
On the plane right there.
Yeah,
like,
straight up.
Shit.
I'm like, damn. Like, yo.
That's $50,000.
Yeah, I had a check literally in the envelope. My mom signed everything because it's on my mom's name with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're fucking like 16, 17. You can't even have a company.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck did I do? I'm like, no, I was like, yo, is it too late to turn around? But I'm just keeping this to myself, you know?
Yeah, you're like, I can't, I'm here with my dad, I can't tell him
I'm like,
no
yeah,
now.
I can't be like, a, you know, like, type, like, bitch
after
shit,
you're
you know
just begging him the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
bro, it's a couple months. So whatever, yo, we land, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, damn, bro. Yo, so we go there, I see the car, and I'm like, yo, it's a hot car, it's fire. I wasn't even thinking about the car at that point. I was just thinking like, yo, how am I going to make this money?
Right, you got to make it back.
Honestly, I'm like, yo, the car is dope. Like, I love it. You know, it's crazy, surreal. I have a Lambo, whatever. But I was like, bro, I got to make this money back.
Right.
So, you know, we get the car. We're driving back. My dad drives it from... my dad was driving because, you know, it was like...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he's driving the car. And we're driving from Palm Beach to Miami. It's like a two-hour drive, whatever. My dad's ripping it. He's like, damn, you know, we should have had one of these, you know. I was like, yeah.
Now he's feeling it. Now
yeah,
feeling
I was like, yeah, we should have had
like,
one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, you're sweating like yeah. fucking $50,000.
Yeah. So, you know, at that point, we get to Miami. I take a picture. I put on the gram.
Mm.
I'm like, boom, first car added to the fleet. Company name, Tri-State Luxury Rentals. I made the Instagram page. Everything is done. Whatever, I post the car, literally, like, I don't even know. By the next day, at that time, like 6 p.m. next day, the car was out for the whole first week.
Oh, so now you're like, all like, the second thoughts are out the window.
Yeah, I was
you're
like, all right, bet.
Boom, we got it.
I was like, I knew it.
I always knew it.
Yeah. I was like, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, yeah, bet. Yeah, I did that. Yeah,
I did that, of course. Yeah. Of course. I never second guess myself.
Yeah, so it was $1,400 per day as the price I had it at.
Yeah.
24 hours is your day. Listen, first week, 7 days, boom, done. Wow. Rented out, deposits in, everything. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. At that point, you're fucking, basically, you made over $10,000 in a week.
Yeah, literally.
You know, almost gave a deposit back.
Yeah, so I was like, word. So... whatever, the next day I tell my dad, I'm like, yo, it's out for the first week.
Yeah.
Don't you know the guy from Palm Beach calls me back, right? Calls me. He's like, yo, you'll never believe what we just got. I'm like, what, bro? I start swearing again. I'm like, what? He's like, yo, we have a Lamborghini Urus. It just came in, demo. They call it a demo where it has like a little, like 400 or 500
yeah,
miles,
like, yeah,
whatever.
Miles.
But they were giving it for a crazy price. You know, so my dad is he jumps more. You know what I'm saying? Like he jumps.
Take that fucking deal. Yeah.
He's more of the jumper, and then my mom is like more of the backbone. You know, like yo, chill, whatever. So yo, don't you know that day we're driving back down to Palm Beach?
A week later, basically.
No. The next day, I'm still in Miami.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm in Miami with the car.
Yeah. So you're in Miami. You didn't even fucking leave.
I didn't transport the car
and
back.
It's already booked for a week.
Yeah, for the week after, like the week that I bring the car back home, that week is done.
Yeah.
So put it this way, like let's say it was a Friday.
Right.
I picked up the car on Thursday.
Yeah.
Today's Friday. The guy calls me back. Yo, we got a Urus. I'm like, yo, cuz it's been one day.
Right.
Like, you know, I know you got me for the first one, but like, chill, you know?
Yeah, relax.
I tell my dad the price. He's like, yo, just check the market. What are the other ones? Yo, this was like 20 G's on the market.
Yeah.
My dad's like, do you think you can make money with this car? I'm like, maybe, yeah, I don't know. And whatever. So, yo, we just go back. We go there. Again, my mom, you know, she's
She's bugging out now. She's like, it's like $50,000.
Yeah, it's a bug out, but it's like more, it's like, yo, like, you sure? Whatever. Yeah. So she agrees. They have the paperwork from yesterday, so they can't, they don't got to ask her for anything. Whatever. Boom.
Get the fucking second one.
Another 50 racks for my parents. Yeah. I'm like, damn, I was in the whole 50, now I'm in the whole 100.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Again, bro, the sweating. Now, me and my dad are driving. This one, we left it there because they had to get it serviced.
Right.
And the next day, me and my dad are flying back from Miami, from Palm Beach, whatever. So 3 days later, both cars show up in front of my house.
Yeah. Ain't begging when I tell a bitch, please. Me and Lil Thug on flee. Got a little hoe on me. Hey, what? Fuck on B. P25 on the dashboard. Riding a Porsche like a Tom Ford. Rocking a bed in the headboard. What? Buying out Louis and Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. Park at a regular airport. You stay in your feelings was never my boy. So 3 days later, both cars, boom, right in front.
Both cars back, whatever, in front. Yo, so I put both cars there. I post both cars. The Urus is slow at first. I'm like, oh my God. As you know, the first one I posted, first week was gone. This shit I'm posting, no bites. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
And, yo, the Urus was more expensive than the Huracan. Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
So now you're like,
I was like, oh no. Yo, boom. Another day. No hit. And then I get a call from Casanova's manager.
Oh, okay.
I get a call from Casanova's manager, Sean. He's like, yo, I got a music video with Casanova. And what was the girl's name, bro? I forgot the feature. I forgot what her name was. Whatever. But, like, she's a cool girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I pull up. Yo, it's Casanova, bro.
Right.
Big
right.
dog, you know what I'm saying? Big ass chains, dude, you know whatever.
Yeah.
So, yo, he's like, yo, this Urus is hard, this, that. They're filming. I was like, right, maybe it's not that bad of an idea. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Urus, fuck it. So, they start filming, whatever. After that day, that's when the truck started going crazy. Like, I didn't even post it.
You didn't even post the Casanova yet.
No, no. It was just, it's like, I don't know. Like,
just a little bit of a delay. Like a roadblock. Boom.
Yeah.
So, both cars, basically, we started picking up.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah. You
paid your money back in months, I guess, in a few months.
The deposit money. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of all I worried about. The monthly payments, I don't really care. It's like, listen, two days out of the month.
A few days.
Yeah, 2 days.
So now your parents are invested big money in you.
Yeah.
Your father's already a businessman. So at this point,
Along with my mother, obviously, you know.
Right. Yeah. So they're both into business.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean?
One
both,
holds the other in any circumstance.
So they work together. And so they're both like, and they've been in business for a long time.
Long time, 15,
time.
20 years.
I think even your grandfather, if I'm not mistaken, is also in business.
Yeah.
So, like, you come from a lineage of business-minded people.
Yes.
So now they're seeing their son, 15, 16, 17, doing this thing.
Yeah.
What's that conversation like with your father? Like, you know what I mean? As he's watching you grow, and now he's, obviously, he trusts you enough where he's giving you an investment at this point.
Yeah.
$100,000 investment to get you started, in a sense.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, The whole thing was, you know, it was more of like a, you know, listen, we believe in you, but believing in you is not going to get it done. You got to go out, you got to get it done, and that's it. You know,
short. Like we're not gonna baby you through this.
Yeah, no, listen, you wanna take the car company is yours.
Yeah.
We're not going to dirty our hands at all in this. You know, you're not participating in construction, or not that I had to, not that they wanted me to, but they're just saying, like, you know, construction is not your duty or your it's not your, like, your problem, you know, so you don't got to worry about that. You have one business, it's the cars. You wanted the cars, you always love cars,
right?
Go after it, chase it, and that's it.
Once they saw you're doing your thing, they're like, you know, obviously the construction is always a fallback at that point, because it's like,
yeah,
you know,
but I mean,
you could do it if you weren't doing anything, you could always
exactly
like, come on, get in the construction.
Yeah, but that was more
you're doing your thing, they're like, all right, follow your passion.
Yeah, do your thing. You know, we're not going to bother you, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
so I mean, that's kind of the way it went, you know.
So do you talk a lot with them, like, for business advice, etc., as you
always
keep going, like, as you
always
keep going
every day? I mean, every dollar I make, it's going to sound funny, it goes straight to my mom. Literally.
She knows how to.
Yeah, you know, with all that experience in business and whatever, the money's better in her hands than mine. You know what I'm saying?
She's definitely the backbone, not just for your father, for the family.
Oh, yeah, easily. She takes care of all the funds, literally every dollar. You know, it comes from the client's hand to mine, my hand to hers. You know, right. That's all.
And then, so now, as a young kid, you're 15, 16, whatever, you're making this money. How are you spending it at this point? You know what I mean? Like, you can't even imagine yourself going.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going on crazy vacations by yourself at 15 at this point.
Exactly.
Getting bottles and shit. Like,
you know? But the part that's hard, that was good, was that I had my mom giving her it. You know, because listen, if I'm a 16-year-old kid, listen.
All your friends are eating.
I'm going to eat first, but I'm going to eat crazy. I'm going to eat a buffet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, you know, a 16-year-old kid making, you know, at that time with three cars, let's say, I don't know, $50,000 a month, for example, what am I going to do with 50 racks a month except blow it? You know what I'm saying?
Literally, buy dumbass shit.
Yeah, what am I going to do besides blow it, you know? So the whole thing was...
So she knew how to properly invest in whatnot now to a point where you're 18 and you're reinvesting your money in different aspects.
Exactly. So, there was those things where, like, you know, I would have to beg her, like, yo, listen, I'm going to be with these rappers, so I got to fit in a little bit, you know? I'm going to need a watch.
Just one Gucci thing.
Yeah, or a Gucci, or like, it started with that. It started with, like, yo, we were at the mall. I was like, yo, listen, it's only $1,200, you know? Come on. So, you know, she would give in, and then it was like, and then from there, it was like, yo, this chain is nice, you know? 80 racks, you know what I'm saying? She would give in again.
Yeah.
And it was a watch and then a this and a that. Yeah, yeah. And like, but obviously she knows.
It's for the rappers, mom. It's not for me. It's, I got to, you know.
I'm not even wearing it, you know? Yeah. So it was more of like, you know, and then that turned into like a business of its own a little bit, you know, with the watches and whatever, because watches appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Right. So if I had one watch, you know, it's hot for 3 months, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After 3 months, I want another one. I'm not going to go dump another, you know, 100 racks into it. I'm going to flip this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah. Because, well, depending on the watches you're buying, especially like in the last few years, some of these watches doubled in price.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the APs and the Pateks and whatever. They were, if you're buying one for 80, you're selling for like 110 easy. You know,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
A year later. You know?
It's more of how you do it. You know, if you go too crazy, you're going to not last.
Right.
My mom always told me that.
Yeah.
And my father, but mostly my mom's drilled into my head. Like, you know, money is here today, it cannot be here tomorrow.
Right.
That's kind of what, you know, her thing was always. And like, you know, if she tells you, hey, you know, you made 10,000, I have 10,000 saved, she has like tenfold, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like that's how I've grown up and realized how she is, but it makes sense.
It helped at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really does. If it wasn't for the way that she saves and everything, I wouldn't have the fleet that I have today.
Yeah. So tell me like a little bit about just the mentality that he takes to just keep going and not get too carried away. I mean, obviously, clearly your parents really instilled in you like a fucking great mentality in business and not to like just fucking throw everything away. But, you know, you have your friends at your age at that time that are doing dumbest shit, let's just say. You know what I mean? Just dumb, like, kid shit. And then you're over here, you're investing money, you're dealing with real people, real business. So.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I've always done, and, like, it's my dad, too, from what I've heard from him, is that he's always been the youngest one in the crowd. Even when he always tells me stories, you know, I was younger, but I was always around older people. That's what he would tell me.
Yeah.
And that's me. I'm rarely around the same people my age.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
From a very young age, it just...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say from, like, when I had a mind of my own, probably, that's kind of how I always was. For people, I was always the more mature than my age or more just anything. Because, you know, I've never had that point where, like, I want to be like somebody. That's how people fuck up.
True.
You know what I'm saying? True. Like, hey, I want to be like him, so I'm going to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
But that person really is doing something stupid.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm going to be my own person. I don't really give a fuck what you think.
Yeah, like, I can care less.
Yeah.
You know, because in the shoes I was still, you know, obviously I hold a very humble, you know, mentality. But at the same time, you have to humble people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was kind of, not always, but more older than I was getting, I was always kind of that kid that they wanted to be like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I want to be that kid that has a Lambo. I want to be that kid that has this or that has that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, younger people always think about materialistic things.
Right.
That's the first thing. They don't care. Right. Hey, I want to be like that kid because he's so respectful. They don't care about that.
And at the same time, now, you know, we talked about this before in other episodes, just like they just see the success. You know, they see the Lambo. They're like, oh, shit, he got a Lambo.
Yeah, that's
what I mean?
All.
It's not like... You know, the hustle and grind. You went out there. You got mentorship from a fucking billionaire, basically, to teach you how to like do these things. You know, you're out there in tough situations as a 14-year-old asking people like, "Give me your money." You know, give me the money that I'm owed in a sense.
It's
adults are like feel awkward asking for what.
Yeah,
owed,
it's a sense of hustling in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, like you have the street level hustling where they sell drugs. And then you have a other sense of hustling where you got to make a deal, like a sale or at a car dealership.
Yeah.
And it's a sense of hustling, like, listen, you got to convince somebody to spend $1,400 for this car for one day so they can look good on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nowadays it's not really hard convincing because that's how people are. Like,
right.
You know, that's first nature. Like I said, they want to be like somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where these rappers that I... you know, I hate referring them to as rappers because they're people too. But like, that's the most
art. Yeah,
yeah, that's what they are. You know, artists and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where they come into this business perfectly,
mm-hmm.
because they have tens of millions of followers, and the regular person on the streets, like, yo, if you know he's driving a Lambo, bro, I want
to
be like him.
Yeah, I gotta try to
exactly
do the same thing. And at the same time, artists have to kind of uphold an image, so
yeah.
It kind of works.
Both ways.
Business at
exactly.
The same time.
There's always
like,
something.
Right, they need cars. They need cars for the videos. Artists consistently are going to need your services.
They're going to need something. Yeah.
Right.
If it's a car or if it's a connect or if it's something.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've branched out a lot. Like I try to monetize anything,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to cars. Like, you know, if somebody's looking to lease a car, I have the connect for that. Listen, you want this car? I call this guy. You get that car.
Yeah,
it's not strictly, you know, renting or this or that. You know, hey, if you want rims for your car, give me a call. I have the wholesaler for rims.
Right.
And then obviously I'll throw a couple dollars on top, you know, for my time.
Of course, obviously.
So that's just kind of, I just try to monetize every and anything.
At this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You get into like jewelry rentals, things like that yet or not really?
Listen, it's been a thought, but the thing is, like, you know, a car is harder to steal than a watch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And... like the way insurances work, you know, one claim is bad. Imagine 100 claims on your insurance.
Yeah.
It's just,
so it's like,
it's kind of, for me, it looks like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Unless you're sitting there watching the fucking person step by step.
Yeah. Like if you give him a security guard or something, but it's just like, what is somebody going to pay for a Rolex?
Yeah, too much of a hassle.
It's just not worth it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you could be greedy, but not that greedy.
What other things are you like starting to get into or like, you know, just in general, what other investments are you trying to make, looking into?
Well, I mean, one thing I've always learned from my parents and all the very big money people is that real estate is never a way to go wrong.
Right.
So, you know, whatever money that I make that I don't put into getting another car or keeping my fleet the way it is, you know, upholding it, I like to, obviously, my mom is more like the ATM.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, listen, I want to do this and I think it's better. You know, she has the money, but I kind of direct it. You know what I'm saying? With her advice.
Right, right.
So
and she's looking at the numbers, kind of reviewing it and be like, all right, this is a good investment.
Yeah,
it's
it
not
makes
a good
sense
investment.
Or it doesn't make sense. Right. Exactly. So real estate is kind of like the second hand of the business.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a good way to just keep your value. Especially in this area. You know what I mean? You're not really going to lose value.
Even if it loses a little bit, you still have the property. Yeah,
right. Exactly. So, but in general, like now that you're 18, you're pushing, you're obviously been working only, you're only 18 years old and you've been working for so fucking long.
Yeah.
So tell me just about, like, are you now, like, do you feel like a workaholic sometimes? Do you get still time to have fun? Right after this, you're leaving the studio to connect with more people to get more clients. So.
What I call work is, like, it's a dream.
Right.
In my opinion. I mean, in my eyes. Like, listen, I pulled up here with the McLaren, you know, like.
Right.
You know, that's the only car I had left, but that's kind of what I like, how I work. Like, people always ask me, hey, what's your personal car? And I'm like, that was my personal car until somebody offered me money.
So, yeah. So now it's like,
so that's how I always say, like, hey, this is going to be my personal car, but a client sees it and they want it, I'm not going to say no to money.
Yeah. So, yeah, car has been your passion forever.
Yeah.
And now you're just dealing with cars and you get the
exactly. That's
your
like
dream cars as a kid.
Exactly. Like an artist that
so
loves
it's like
to paint.
It's fun.
It's getting paid for it, you know? Like, it's not really a job. Like, yes, it's a job. You know, you have headaches and ups and downs. Cars get crashed. Cars get this, that. People try to run, whatever. Stupid shit.
Tell me one of those stories. Someone tried to run with your money. Oh, my
God. I could be here till tomorrow. Like, it's just, you know, bro, the people, you will meet the dumbest people you've ever met in your life. I swear to God.
All right, tell me just one story about like someone trying to run away with your money, or did anybody ever try to steal a car?
Yeah, bro. They don't think they have trackers. Like, I don't know. Like, yo, like, what do you think the cops are gonna think of a bright orange Lamborghini going down the road? They're not gonna look at you, like,
right?
They don't think, bro. But like, one story I could tell you about a car getting crashed. This girl comes to my showroom. Insurance checks out. Everything is good. Obviously, that's number one. Insurance has to be good. I don't care if you're bringing me $10,000. I can care less. If your insurance is not good, I'm not taking you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This girl comes in. Her insurance is good. She comes in with a guy who at that time I thought was her boyfriend.
Okay.
So it's two of them coming to the showroom, and they're taking the car for 2 days. It was my orange Lambo, the one that started it all. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it was a little fucking tough spot, you know?
Yeah, that was
like, I tried not to get attached, but that was like the baby, you know? Right, of course. This car is whatever. So they come in, it was 2 days. It was $2,800 for the 2 days and the weekend, whatever they pay, $2,500 deposit. Yo, they're paying me in $5 bills, straight up. I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, I'm there for fucking 2 hours, bro, kind of this money. So I'm like, that's one red flag. But listen, money's money. It comes in green, you know, whatever. Fuck it. Yeah. It's whatever.
You look past the $5.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. I guess it's money for the laundromat or something. You know, like my laundromat that I have, we'll put it in the change machine. So we're moving on. I mean, I go outside because she's the one, the insured, the one that's supposed to be driving, the one that signed the contract. She gets in the car. She does not know what she's doing, which it happens.
Yeah,
that's what I'm there for. You know, I have guys that never driven.
I had trouble opening the fucking door, so I get
it. So I have guys that don't know how to drive the car. So whatever. So I'm there literally, bro, half an hour, dude. I'm telling her the same thing 4 times.
Yeah.
This is how you put it in drive. That's how you put it in park. It's reverse, this, that, whatever. So I was hesitant. I was like, bro, let me just take the car from her, give her money.
Yeah.
And whatever. I was like, bro, she doesn't know how to drive it.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, like, yo, once you're in drive, it's dummy proof. Like, my little sister can drive that car. So I was like, bro, the money's money. $2,800.
Right. Fuck it.
She goes, everything is good, no speed alerts, I have everything on my phone. I can turn the car off my phone.
Oh, got you.
All the above. I know where it is, what it's doing.
Oh, and it gives you an alert, like if someone's like going fastest.
Yeah, everything. So, no speed alerts, nothing. So I got home late that night, like 2 a.m, whatever. I knock out. I wake up 7 a.m. to a phone call. Like, all right, whatever, I answer the phone. The guy goes, Ayesh Shqiptar. I'm like, fuck? I'm like, yeah, it was good.
That means, are you Albanian?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I'm calling from this and this precinct, NYPD, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. He's like, hey, we have your car here. I'm like, all right, bet. I was like, I thought maybe they had drugs in the car. Maybe they're trying to run from the cops. Stupid shit. You never know what people think.
Right.
I was like, all right, I'll be there in like an hour. I'll pick it up. He's like, yeah, you got to come with a tow truck to pick it up. I'm like, oh, okay, they pop the tire. You're funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a little more than that. What the fuck?
Yeah, baby? You're thinking it's Albania. They're just fucking with you at this point.
Yeah, he's an Albanian cop. I didn't even know how they got my number, where they got my number, but they did. I don't know. Yeah. And whatever. So, yeah, I was like, all right, can you send me a picture? Yo, the guy sends me a picture. The car is destroyed. I mean, done. Like. Not a little bump. It's totaled, bro.
It's like, fucking like look like it spun a couple of times.
Oh yeah, bro. There's a dent. Like they. I mean, you're familiar with Manhattan.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the meatpacking district. Right. How many trees do you see in the meatpacking district?
Yeah, one every 3 blocks. Like.
Okay.
Yo. He hit a tree in the meatpacking district.
Yeah. Bro, if I paid you, let's say I gave you $100, I'm like, cuz, go hit that tree. You'll probably miss. And they hit the fucking tree, bro. I swear to God, bro.
And bro, to destroy it. Plus the meat packing has got the fucking
fucking gravel. Fucking what the fuck is it called? Yeah. Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Like the fucking roads are going like this and shit,
bro. So
and so you got to be flying through that motherfucker, like you know.
Bro, the car is low. Okay, so they jumped the curb, hit the tree. That's not even the craziest part. They left the car there.
It's just.
They dipped straight up.
We just left.
They left it. Yo, not my problem. Not my car. Not my problem. I swear, yo, it's funny, bro. It's,
Oh my God, bro.
Bro, so I asked the cop. I was like, all right, so.
Where are they?
They died? Like, what's going on? You know, because that's the worst thing to ever happen.
Right, right.
A car gets crashed. I listen. First, I love
the people okay?
I'm like, are the people? Yeah. I'm like, are they okay? The fucking car
okay? Because my car is
broken. Yeah. He's like, we don't know where they are. I was like, hey, no. Like, are you serious, bro? I was like, all right, the story keeps getting better. And now it's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
The car is in the impound lot. I can't get it till tomorrow.
You can't get it till Monday, right?
Nice. Got to pay fees, this, that, whatever. So, yo, my mom comes to my room. I don't know. It's like playing. Like, it was a fucking play.
Yeah.
Comes in. What's wrong? I was like, yo, nothing. Just get out, nothing, bro. Just please. Nothing.
I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah. Go back to sleep.
My baby died.
Yeah, I got to go back to sleep. Oh my, you know, God. Like, you know, when Drake's like, pass me a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, dead ass, bro. So I was like, yo, they crashed the orange Lambo. I mean, that wasn't the first crash I've had.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, okay, whatever, they'll fix it. But
this was like not fixable type of shit. I was like, bro, this is like the first fucking car you invested in. It's gone.
Done. Yeah, finished.
Done.
Completely done.
Was it paid off at this point at least?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was paid off.
Thank God.
Paid off a couple times over, but.
Yeah, well. Paid for itself at that point.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing was like, bro, my car is gone or whatever. So I tell my mom, I'm like, yo, my car is done. She's like, no way, whatever. So she's making me more depressed. I'm like, yo, chill, bro. Like, calm down, bro. Like, yeah, oh my what's God. Going on, you know? So whatever, Monday, because she's the title owner
of
that car. She has to go sign it out. And she called me. She's like, beer. It's really that bad. I was like, thanks.
I've been thinking about it all fucking Sunday. Yeah. On Monday.
I'm happy. I'm glad it's that bad. I said, you know what I'm saying?
It's that bad.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
So, whatever. So, yo. Oh, I skipped a little bit of the story. After they're gone, the people are gone, my mom goes into straight detective mode, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call the girl's number.
Fucking filing hairs in the car and shit.
No. The car's still there. We're in my room. Just sitting there, fucking twiddling our thumbs. My mom's like, yo, call the bitch. Just like this. My mom's like bitch. That. My parents are young. My mom's 40. My dad's 41.
Yeah.
My mom's like one of the cool moms. You don't give a fuck. She's like, yo, call the bitch. I was like, yeah, I tried.
What do you think
I did? I'm one step ahead of you. Yeah. You know? She's like, okay, and what? I was like, she didn't answer. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So I called her. No answer. My mom's like, what's the bitch's name? I gave her the name of the
Yellow Pages, fuck it.
Yo, my mom goes online. She finds out her address, her dad's name, her mom's number.
Oh, my God.
I was like, hoppa, here we go.
Here we go. Call the mom.
Yo, so I call the mom, bugging out. The mom answers, hello. I'm like, listen, you stupid bitch. I said,
oh, my God.
Find your daughter before I find her. She's like, what happened? Is that Spanish mom? She's like, what happened? Whatever. I was like, yo, your daughter rented my car yesterday. Did you know? She's like, no. I'm like, she used your insurance. Oh, what kind of car? I was like, sit down.
Sit down for this one.
Lamborghini Huracan, cuz. She's like, oh my God, my daughter. Now she's bugging out. She's trying to call her daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter's not answering.
Not answering.
Oh, then I find a dad's number.
Oh my God! You went down the whole family.
I'm like, listen, cuz, how you gonna work this out? I said, cuz you own a towing company. He's like, how do you know that? Don't worry, how I know it. I said, you own a towing company.
Yeah.
He's like, I do. I was like, do you want your towing company to be Tri-State Towing? I said, by the time I'm done with you. He's like, I don't know. Whatever. Turns out the boyfriend was driving the car. The boyfriend crashed. That girl that was with him is his sister-in-law.
Ah.
So she's going through everything. Her name is fucked.
She got it for her brother-in-law.
Her brother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
So, yo, at this time, I'm under the impression, yo, the dad's calling me. He's like, yo, we can't go through insurance because they'll kick me off. I was like, all right, bet. I've been to this rodeo before. I said, you guys try to run.
Yeah.
Not you, but like
now,
in general.
Now you want me to,
Yeah.
So now you want me to play nice. You guys fucking left my car on the only tree at meatpacking.
Exactly. So right now it's Monday. I'm like, listen, cuz. Car is worth $265,000, I said. You got until Thursday, 10 p.m. to come up with the money. If you don't want me to call your insurance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, at 10:01, if I don't have a phone call from you or if you're not in front of me, I'm calling the insurance and making a claim.
Yeah.
Yo, later that day, the boyfriend calls me. I mean, the husband-in-law, whatever. Yeah,
brother-in-law, whatever the
He's
fuck.
He's like, listen, bro, I'm going to come up with this money because this guy is going to kill me. I'm like, cuz, I don't care. Like, yeah. I guess you're going to be dead. I said, yeah. That's tough. You know? Yeah. Then I guess they come to an agreement. They wanted to go through insurance. I was hoping they weren't going to go because...
Yeah, obviously, that would have been nice. You know?
Yeah, they dragged
it out.
The
fucking headache and all the shit.
Yeah, it takes longer.
Yeah.
Call the insurance, whatever this, that. That's that story.
Yeah.
So just imagine what I got to...
What do you got to start? Yeah. We got to do like 2 more interviews for fucking, for fucking imagine, stories. I'm like,
just imagine if I hear my phone fucking vibrating in the nighttime. I throw that shit on the other side of the room, bro. Don't answer.
That's it.
I'm telling you. Bro,
with that being said, though, tell everybody first of all where they can hit you up to rent the cars, where they can see the list of cars and all that. Like, yeah, just lead people through the process of even renting a car.
So all right, so we'll go through the process first. Let's say you want a car, right?
Right.
Call me, hey, I want this car. The question that I learned to ask everybody is, what's your budget? Because you call me, I want a Lambo. I tell them it's $1,600. Oh, I can't do that. Well, yeah, that's tough. What'd
you think?
Yeah. So whatever, I ask the budget. If the budget isn't within me, they tell them what cars they can get in that budget. Mm-hmm. If that's, we've got the car sorted out of the way. You know, can you send me your license and your insurance? I have my office. They verify everything. Make sure you have enough coverage to take the car. Make sure your coverage transfers over into my car.
Yeah.
Whatever. Insurance is done. That's when I give them the address to my showroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Come over. Here's the contract. You sign this, initial this, whatever, this, that. Go out to the car. Obviously, I get paid. Go out to the car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know what you're doing? Yes or no? Show them what's going on, what they got to do. Usually, I got to connect their phone. That's usually how it goes, yeah. The Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And then from there, they're just on their way, you know? Yeah. I've yet to have, like, a bad customer experience just because that's kind of... I strive the most... The most thing I strive for is relationships and customer service.
Yeah. You know, there'll be another day when they might need it. If they have a good experience, they're gonna come back.
Right. Exactly. So that's if that's done, they're out of the way. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, where to reach me? You just either my Instagram page, my personal one, durim.zuta, or the
Zuta.
Yeah,
durim.zuta.
Correct. And then the rental page is Tri-State Luxury Rentals. No space, no cab, nothing. Just straight up.
And that's it. Yeah, and then you got a website too, where you have a list of all your cars. There's a bunch of you had a bunch of questions there that I'm sure fucking people ask anyway.
Oh yeah,
So that
the FAQs and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So with that being said, if you need a fucking hot car for your next music video and your insurance checks out, you can get it from my boy right here. Hit him up.
And if you're Albanian, don't ask for a discount. No free handouts, please. Or anything, not even Albania, whatever you want.
Don't ask for a discount. No discounts.
I didn't get a discount when I bought it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because you never know if you end up around a fucking tree, then what?
Oh,
now you gave him a discount and the fucking car is wrapped around a tree.
Your insurance is going to give you a discount off their policy.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
All right, bro. Yo, thanks a lot for coming through, bro. For sure, I'm a fucking... my insurance might not check out, but you know what? Maybe we'll put some shit in my brother's name and then whip that shit.
We can raise it. We can raise it.
All right, bro.